Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, did you hear Hillbilly Horror Stories is doing an episode all about UFOs and aliens? They'll probably stop in 2 weeks. You're probably right. You are listening to HHS UF Only, a Hillbilly Horror Stories bonus episode.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 20 of UF Only.
Hey!
It seems like we've done this a bunch of times.
It seems like it.
Probably because we couldn't get the equipment to work.
And
then I made a bunch of noise the second time through.
Yeah.
And at this point, now I'm just ready to do the story. We did all this theatrics. It was pretty cool in the first time.
I
and
know.
It wasn't recording.
I just thank goodness you looked down and saw that because we would have done
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we were like 3 minutes in. And then 15 minutes after messing with the mixer and stuff like that, we finally got it figured out. So.
We think Freddy is the culprit.
I know Freddy's the culprit. He pushed a button that wasn't supposed to be pushed.
Well, anyway, welcome to number 20, please.
This is a very interesting story, like most of them are. This one goes back a little further. This is in Dexter, Michigan, March 20th, 1966. There's a truck driver by the name of Frank Manners. He's relaxing at his home. It's about 8 o'clock. He said it's a beautiful, crystal clear night. And Frank decides that he's going to step outside to get some fresh air.
Okay, because maybe he wants to look at some beautiful stars.
Yeah, or he wants to smoke. Which
oh,
is not fresh
true.
Air, but that's what most people do. When it's like 8 o'clock at night, they just step out on the porch. It's usually the smoke.
Well, I'd rather them do it outside than in the house.
Right, I'm saying though,
but, yeah.
But it's funny that they say to get fresh air. So many people say to get fresh air when...
Well, you might just be jumping to conclusions. Maybe they just wanted to look at the beautiful stars and the clear sky.
Or get away from their spouse that was probably getting on their last nerve for a few minutes. That's what I think.
Oh.
I mean, there's only a couple times where I've ever... had to step outside to get fresh air, and I don't smoke.
Did you do it with me? Did you?
So anyway, it's approximately 8 o'clock.
Oh.
Beautiful day. He's outside getting some fresh air. He decides he's going to look over this farmland and the rolling hills that surrounds his property.
Sounds beautiful, yeah.
He starts looking at the sky, thinking to himself how beautiful the stars actually are and how you can see every one of them because of how clear it is. That's when he sees a silent white light falling towards the ground.
Oh, it was falling?
Yes.
Okay.
And he, like probably most of us would, assumed that he was watching a shooting star. Isn't that what your first assumption would be?
Absolutely.
He was thinking how impressive that this bright light was as it swiftly fell towards the earth. But suddenly, the light stopped in midair, and it hovered just above the tree line in the distance.
Oh, dang. Oh, no shooting star would do that.
It's like it put its brakes on or something,
yeah,
like in the cartoons.
Yeah.
Frank soon realized that this definitely was not a shooting star. This was some type of craft that seemed to have an intelligent control.
Did it stop on a dime?
I don't know if there was any dimes up there, but it stopped.
Oh.
He was completely fascinated. So he continued to watch this light with great interest. As he looks closer, he notices that this craft also has a red and blue light. It also has a white light that appeared to be rotating on the bottom. So he calls for his family out. He's like, hey, y'all need to come take a look at this. Keep in mind, this is the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that matters.
Well, like, at least it was patriotic.
In a matter of seconds, Frank's wife, son, daughter, and son-in-law were all outside looking at this craft with him. All members of the family said that the craft landed. They could all see it land. It was emitting a bright white light, and then it would go back up to the treetop level and change color from white to red or from white to blue. The family bounced around ideas of, you know, what the hell this could possibly be as they watched this object. This took place for a long period of time, several minutes. They couldn't come up with one reasonable explanation of what this could possibly mm-hmm. be. So Frank decided it was probably a good idea to alert the authorities. So he called Dexter police and he told them about the craft and where it was. He ran back out because to join the family because this is pre-cell phone. So he had to run in the house to call.
Right.
He runs out to watch this craft still with the family for a little while longer. Then Frank and his son decide that they want to get a closer look. So they decided that they were going to take off and head over the terrain towards the craft.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometime while the two were gone, the police still hadn't shown up. And Miss Manners decided that because she was concerned, A, because the police hadn't shown up, and B, because her son and husband hadn't returned yet, she called the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department. And she alerted them about the UFO that had landed by her home. Six patrol cars were dispatched to the Manners house. Dexter Police Chief Robert Taylor and Officer N.G. Lee both saw the object on the ground in a nearby swamp as they were driving up McGinnis Avenue. They used their binoculars to view the object, but they said all they could really make out was a bright red glow.
Oh, that's cool that they saw it, mm-hmm. though. But so they decided just to stop there instead of going on up to the
right.
house.
They soon were joined by two sheriff deputies that were on their way to the Manners residence because they had been called, obviously, also. On the opposite side of the swamp, deputies Stanley McFadden and David Fitzpatrick were joined by the two Dexter police officers that were already there. All four of the police officers entered the woods to try to get a better look. As they shined their flashlights toward the craft, all those lights turned off. Then, all of them heard a high-pitched noise. Chief Taylor then saw a red object streaking toward the Manners house.
Oh my gosh. What the heck, man?
So they get back to their squad cars, and Dexter Police Officer Robert Hunewell, he informs all of them that he also saw the red object streak towards the house. He said it passed overhead at about 1,000 feet, and then it was joined by three other similar objects. Then all four of those objects disappeared.
Wait, you mean they were streaking in the air?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
How do they walk in the air?
It's not like Ray Stevens. Not that kind of streak.
Oh, not that kind of streak. Oh! I thought they naked.
All officers went to the Manners house, and they got all of their statements of all the members of the family, and then they added those to their own statements. By this time, Frank and his son were back home. They had made it about 1/4 of a mile from the object, apparently. Mm-hmm. And they said it was about the size of a car with a yellowish gray quilted surface. The red and the blue lights were on each end of the craft, and it hovered about 8 feet above the ground. It was shaped like a pyramid, and they could see something turning rapidly under the ship.
Mm-hmm.
The ship then turned bright red like molten lava, and all of the lights went completely off, which was probably when the officers had approached from the other side with their flashlights. Frank and his son then said they lost sight of the craft until the loud noise was heard, and it became visible again when it climbed into the sky.
I wonder if they had the clapper.
The clapper. The other members of the family verified that they also heard the high-pitched noise as the craft flew over top of their house. Now, after the officers finished writing all their reports and gathering all their information, there were other sightings, one of which came from Chief Taylor's son. Now, they didn't know about any of this other stuff because they hadn't turned their reports in yet. But Chief Taylor's son saw an object in the sky with flashing red and white lights as it slowly moved eastward over the town. He watched it for a few minutes. He said, then it instantaneously changed course and zoomed out of sight. And that was like 10:30. This other incident started happening around 8 o'clock when it first happened. At 11:15, another pair of Washtenaw sheriff's deputies, they were on their way back to Ann Arbor, Michigan, and they saw a bright object, and they gave chase until they lost it behind a row of trees. They didn't know what was going on either.
Man, that's a lot of witnesses.
By Friday evening, though, of course, the Air Force had all everything under control. The events were under control. The lights that everyone saw was obviously a will-o'-the-wisp or swamp gas.
Oh, stop.
The fact that the light left the swamp and joined three others and was seen in different parts of the county was never addressed.
Yeah, because swamp gas is patriotic, red, white, and blue, with a hint of yellow.
What? Yeah.
That's so crazy.
I mean, they just insult people's intelligence.
Yeah, they do.
By just trying to act like, oh yeah, everything's a weather balloon or everything's swamp gas.
It's kind of weird that, like, when the UFOs hover like that, that they don't have, like, make the earth shake or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can it just be so quiet?
Well, I mean, rockets take off. They don't make the earth shake.
Oh, well, that's true. Planes, you would think, though.
Planes take off.
They don't make the earth shake. I guess. That's true. Well, there was a lot of people that saw that whole same thing, so.
And it's like you said. You know, they're sitting there. They see something take off. Swamp gas isn't going to stop and hover and then disappear. Swamp gas isn't going to make a high-pitched sound that so many people heard.
And why can't they come up with something that would make sense if they're going to lie about it?
You know, there was an instance in, I'm trying to think where it was. I think it was in Louisville. And this was in the early 90s. But there was a family that had came up with a little invention. They took like a dry cleaning plastic bag, you know, like your shirts and stuff would come in.
Yeah.
And they used a bunch of candles and stuff to make like their own little hot air balloon. Mm-hmm. And there was a helicopter that was chasing it. Well, it made sense there because like the helicopter said, hey, when we thrusted, that thing took off. Well, it's because the air from the propellers was actually making this thing farther away because it was blowing it.
All right.
So things like that, and you know, that's what that turned out to be, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know,
it makes more sense than that stupid gas theory.
And I don't think, oh, well, that's, you know, something the government's making up. That actually did make sense.
Right. Yeah.
But most of this stuff, it doesn't. You know, these things, like you said, there was three lights that joined together. The father and son got within a quarter of a mile and they said it was definitely a ship. The police officers, you know, okay, the swamp gas smart enough to know to turn its lights off when you shine your flashlights on it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is that, and the police officers
saw it turn its lights off, and the man and the son saw it, two different sides of the crash or the vehicle, and they both had the same story. So swamp gas don't just disappear and turn back on.
Right. Anyways. Gotta do better, government.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. We love you.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here.
Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.